We have a Father who loves us more than we know. And if we could sort that out, we'd know how to treat each other. In John 13, verses 34 through 35, Jesus gives us what I think is the mandate of the kingdom. John 13, if you remember, is the last night of Jesus' life on this earth before the crucifixion. The whole upper room discourse is the last things he's saying to his disciples before he's leaving them. People who say last things to people always say the most important things. And here's what he says to them in verse 34 and 35. And this is a familiar scripture. I'm sure you've heard it a million times. It says this, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must also love one another. And by this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's a deal. That's exactly what this man said to me. We have a Father who loves us more than we know. And if we could sort that out, we would know how to treat each other. Now, there's nothing more certain theologically in our lives as Christians than that God loves us, that God is love. We're going to look at that verse in a little bit. That Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me. So I know that when we talk about the love of God, there's nothing more theologically certain than that. But that's also something we find great difficulty in living, in knowing that we're loved by the Father. When you woke up this morning, if you looked into the eyes of the Father this morning, what would you expect to see in those eyes? Would it be disappointment because you're just not working hard enough? Or would this Father be absolute delight that his child is awakened to a new day with him? What would it be? And I'm talking to you now, I think what Jesus is talking about here, I used to read this passage, Jesus saying to James and John and Thomas and Peter and the others, "I want you to love as I have loved you." And I thought the application of that verse for me meant, I need to comb through these Gospels. I need to find out how Jesus loved Peter, how Jesus loved John. And then you can go beyond that. You can go, how did Jesus love a woman at the well that was broken? How did he love a woman caught in adultery? How did he love Zacchaeus, the worst crook in the village? How did Jesus love Zacchaeus? How did Jesus love these people? And then I'm supposed to act that way. I'm supposed to figure out how it is that Jesus loved, and then I act loving towards people. And we can do that. But I've become convinced that what Jesus is talking about here is not raising up a generation of actors and actresses who can act loving, but in fact transform people by his love so that we live loving in the world. Loving is really how we're living when we're not thinking. It's not when I'm trying to do the right thing and I'm trying to be loving towards you and I'm acting out in some way because I should or I need to. And I'll show you why as we work through some of the passages this morning. But in fact, what he's saying to me is, the application of this verse is not, how did Jesus love Peter? And I got to love like that. It's, how is Jesus loving me today? How is Jesus loving me in the face of my failures? How is he loving me in the face of my struggles? How is he loving me in the face of my doubt? How is this love for Father real here? And then when I know how he's loving me, it's nothing to love you. It's not an act. It's not something I've got to pretend. It's not a command.